This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us. Nancy LeVance joining us as well. And it's the 17th of August, 2013, ladies and gentlemen, as we once again document the crisis of our republic. And certainly there is a major crisis in America today. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Darren. Well, goodness.
We've talked a lot about martial law, Nancy, being declared and even undeclared martial law in this country. And you remember back when we were talking about the snowstorms and governors or city officials, I can't remember now exactly which, but some elected officials were declaring basically states of emergency. I think it was a governor, as I recall, declaring states of emergency over snowstorms. You remember that?
I sure do.
Then, of course, we had the Boston bombing situation taking place where they didn't call it martial law, but the people were told, basically, what they called it is shelter in place. People were supposed to stay inside their homes, lock their doors, not come out, and this was all over a 19-year-old, as I recall, or at least a teenager anyway. They shut down the whole city. And we told you folks at the time that this was an operation. And since that time, a number of things have come out. In fact, we have a whole section on the website given to that. Some of the shadowy figures involved in that whole thing had ties to the CIA. The FBI has been involved in a number of fronts, including stalking the supposed perpetrators years before they actually perpetrated the act, which implies that the FBI has more involvement in this than they're letting on. And then, of course, certain people started coming up dead. The FBI actually interviewed one person in Florida, as I recall, and ended up shooting them during the interview. So, I mean, a lot of really very strange things going on with regard to the Boston bombing thing, and I don't want to get into that too much. We've talked about it ad nauseum in the past. The reason why I lay this as a background, Nancy, is because just this past week, I guess, we've had another incident of, quote, shelter in place. And this one is really shrouded in mystery in my thinking, and I don't know, maybe later on when we open the phone lines, it'll be a little while before we get to the phones today because there's just too much to talk about. Seems like every week it gets to be more and more and more and more.
Yep.
And it just builds up over the course of the week. I'm not sure how to pronounce this town. I think it's Bovina, New York. So forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it, Bovina or Borvina. But this is apparently Delaware County. The Delaware County Emergency Services. This is from the New York Alert website, nyalert.gov. The heading of the page is Delaware County Emergency Services. And what they say is, this is an actual law/security, not otherwise categorized alert. They say headline. Law enforcement activity in the Bovina area of Delaware County. All residents should stay inside and lock your doors. Activation time was August 11th at 2:26 p.m. Expiration time was August 12th at 2:26 a.m. This was issued by Delaware County Emergency Management. The affected jurisdictions were Delaware County, Bovina. The description, they say, current ongoing law enforcement activity in the Bovina area of Delaware County, all Bovina residents should stay indoors and lock your doors until notified otherwise. Instructions, stay inside, lock doors. So I don't know what's going on here, but I haven't seen so many cases. In fact, they put out an audio alert. This is what the audio, it's a computerized voice. This is what it sounded like.
Current ongoing law enforcement activity in the Bovina area of Delaware County. All Bovina residents should stay indoors and lock your doors until notified otherwise. Stay inside. Lock doors.
Okay, so that was it. I guess it's Bovina. But anyway, what do you think of that, Nancy? I mean, here we have another case of shelter in place.
Shelter in place and with no explanation this time. Just do what we say.
Yeah, law enforcement activity in the area. So just lock your doors, stay in place until you're told what else to do. Folks, all these drills going on around the country, all of these things that they're doing right now with, you know, just trust the authorities, trust the men in the uniforms to tell you what to do and lead you by the hand. You know, if they tell you to stay inside, you stay inside. You don't go anywhere. If you go outside, you can maybe be arrested for going outside, or maybe they can come into your house as they did in Boston and make you come out with your hands up. They can invade your space, your living quarters, I hate to even say living quarters, your house, your property. Come in there and basically make you come out with your hands up. That's what they did in Boston. You know, this is a conditioning process. That's what I'm really getting at here.
Yep.
This is a part of getting people used to the police state that is before us. Folks, we don't have a police state developing in America. It's here. We have armed TSA agents now roaming in the public, conducting suspicionless searches on demand. PoliceStateUSA.com says America's illusions of freedom are becoming more and more transparent, with the federal government's now standard practice of deploying armed agents to actively roam public venues and conduct suspicionless searches on anyone they want. The TSA sends out visible intermodal prevention and response, or VIPER teams, to set up unannounced checkpoints used to dominate, intimidate, and control American travelers. The purpose of VIPER teams is to maintain a presence in public areas and force travelers to submit to searches, including opening of bags and being patted down. The New York Times wrote of the TSA on August 8th, quote, "With little fanfare, the agency best known for airport screenings has vastly expanded its reach to sporting events, music festivals, rodeos, highway way stations, and train terminals." TSA records show that the teams ran more than 8,800 unannounced checkpoints. Think about that. 8,800 unannounced checkpoints outside of airports last year alone. These included searches at train stations, bus stations, the Indianapolis 500, the Super Bowl, the Democrat and Republican National Conventions, political speeches and sports stadiums, and more. CBS Los Angeles reported the TSA conducted an estimated 9,300 suspicionless spot searches of travelers in 2011. The article goes on from there. I'm not going to read the whole thing in the interest of time.
Well, and Darren, add to that the fusion centers, the
yes.
brand new gigantic computer system that they're building out west to collect information. Add to that, you know, where have we seen, you know, the boots and tanks on the ground? Well, we've seen them in Germany. We've seen them in Russia.
Yep.
We've seen them in Cambodia. We've seen them in China. And, of course, those are all communist countries, are they not?
Yeah, and how are we any different? The difference here in the West is instead of it being communist, it's more of a hybrid of communism and fascism. Because today we have our corporations taking part in the whole police state apparatus in a major way. I want to get to that in a moment. But Nancy, I want to, oh man, we're already up against the break. I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I want to get into, I want to illustrate just how big our intelligence apparatus really is. Because I don't think most people even appreciate we have 17 known intelligence agencies. I think there's probably even more because some of these intelligence agencies came into being and it was years, they were there for years before they were formally acknowledged as even existing.
Yes.
So the question I have is, how many intelligence agencies do we really have? You know, 17 officially we do have, but how many are in the shadows or in the dark? We don't even know. They're black ops. We're going to get into that some when we get back from the break. This is Govern America, Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant. We'll be back in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Take it by your silence, I'm free to walk out the door. By the look in your eyes, I can tell you don't think I'll be back for more. Try to think of a world where you could stay in safe hands could go. Take your heart above the water, wherever I choose to go. No love without freedom. No love without freedom.
freedom. No law without freedom. No freedom without love.
Well, you won't get any love from the Department of Homeland Security and the intelligence apparatus. Welcome back to the program here, Govern America. By the way, the website is governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Nancy, give your information out, would you?
It's Nancy at governamerica.com. Check out my blog, A Womanly Wisdom, also on governamerica.com. Actually, I've got a new article up there that's real apropos to what we're talking about, called When Government Fears the People.
Wonderful. Yeah, folks, Nancy is an excellent writer. When she was writing for News with Views, she was one of the top writers there. She just does excellent work. So check out her information. And A Womanly Wisdom, it doesn't mean that men aren't there. Nancy's a woman, and so that's why it's called A Womanly Wisdom. But that's not to exclude men from this, because the topics that she deals with, for the most part, I mean, there are a few things geared toward women, but for the most part, it's stuff that everyone can benefit from. So check it out. It's at womanlywisdom.com, or you can get to it from the website, the main page there, governamerica.com. And also, you've been working a lot on things on the website itself this past week, keeping it updated. So I really appreciate that. Anything in particular you wanted to talk about before I get back into the intelligence thing?
Well, one thing that we're going to have to address, Darren, eventually, is Fukushima, ladies and gentlemen, because we're not hearing about it. Here in the U.S., not very much, but it is a severe, it is the worst nuclear accident in history, and we need to talk about it. We need to inform you about what we found.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff there. And
it really is.
So, yeah, let's get into that as time progresses. I want to get into this intelligence thing right now and see what you think of this, Nancy. Business Insider did a thing, really recently. It was back in May of this year. And it says these 17 agencies make up the most sophisticated spy network in the world. Now, I think, frankly, as I said before the break, I think there's probably more than 17 agencies. But 17 agencies is quite a bit.
We know that a lot of these agencies are connected. We found that out over the NSA stuff. Because now we're also dealing with global spying.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, that's what they're supposed to be doing anyway, is spying on foreigners. They're not supposed to be spying domestically. But as we found out with the NSA, it was supposed to be something they're doing foreign. And turns out they're doing a lot more than just foreign. But anyway, they say the U.S. intelligence community is vast, comprised of 17 distinct organizations, each operating under its own shroud of secrecy. Oversight of these agencies generally falls to the Department of Defense or Congress, leaving the average citizen with precious little knowledge of how they operate. Funded by largely classified budgets, it's difficult to assess how much the U.S. annually spends on these clandestine operations, but one 2012 estimate pegs the cost at about $75 billion. The following slides highlight the expansive research or reach of the U.S. intelligence community. Now, here we go. First, of course, we have obviously the Central Intelligence Agency. It spies on foreign governments and organizes covert ops. Yeah, you better believe, maybe the Boston bombing? My words, not theirs. They say the CIA is the most well-known U.S. spying agency, formed by the passage of the National Security Act of 1947. The agency has its roots with the Office of Strategic Services that operated during World War II. They're headquartered in Langley, Virginia. The mission, CIA collects, analyzes, and disseminates intelligence gathered on foreign nations. This comes through signals and human intelligence sources. Budget is classified. On their website, the CIA states that neither the number of employees nor the size of the agency's budget can at present be publicly disclosed. A common misconception is that the agency has an unlimited budget, which is far from true, the CIA says. There has been some slips, however. In 2005, a CIA deputy director inadvertently revealed the annual intelligence budget was $44 billion. So there's that. Then, of course, we have the National Security Agency. Once so secretive, it was jokingly called no such agency. The NSA was established in 1952 with a mission primarily dedicated to code breaking after the Allies' success in cracking German and Japanese code during World War II. For a long time, the NSA, which operates under the Department of Defense, was not even recognized by the government, commonly referred to as no such agency. Their headquarters is in Fort Meade, Maryland. The mission of the NSA, the main functions are signal intelligence, intercepting and processing foreign communications, cryptology, cracking codes, and information assurance. IA is, simply put, preventing foreign hackers from getting secret information. Of course, now we know the mission is apparently spying on Americans, too. But that's not something they mentioned there. The budget of the NSA is also classified. Some estimate the NSA is actually the largest intelligence organization in the world, three times the size of the CIA. The headquarters alone takes up, now get this, folks, the headquarters alone takes up 6.3 million square feet, around the same size as the Pentagon, with 112 acres of parking spaces, according to the Washington Post. Then we have the Defense Intelligence Agency. They supposedly work to understand what foreign militaries do before they do it. I say the DIA was established in 1961 with the goal of sharing information collected by the major military intelligence outfits, such as Army or Marine Corps intelligence. More recently, the DIA has been expanding its overseas spy network to collect first-hand intelligence. They're headquartered in Washington, D.C. The DIA serves, their mission, the DIA serves as the lead intelligence agency for the Department of Defense, coordinating analysis and collection of intelligence on foreign militaries, in addition to surveillance and reconnaissance operations. The DIA is also the common link between military and national intelligence agencies. Their budget is also classified. The DIA does not reveal budget information, although they do say that they have more than 16,500 men and women working for them and are under the Department of Defense and have congressional oversight. I'm already getting close to the break again. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take the break. When I come back, I want to continue this. I think this is important, Nancy, because I think people need to just realize, you know, Dwight Eisenhower warned about beware of the military-industrial complex.
Yep.
And yet, what we have today is a security and intelligence industrial complex that threatens to swallow us into a total abyss of totalitarian control.
Yeah, with tanks and military weaponry.
Absolutely.
On our streets.
Bottom of the hour break. We'll be back on the other side. This is Governed America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. At HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Wakes and Nancy Levant here. As we continue with this intelligence expose, I guess, for lack of a better word, I'm sharing with you a piece from the Business Insider who did a bird's-eye view, I guess you'd say, of the 17 agencies that make up the U.S. intelligence community. And what we were talking about earlier, and I don't want to spend too much time on review, but in case you're just joining us, we have a vast, expansive intelligence network here in the United States. It's global. It's worldwide. And these 17 agencies are the ones we know about. I suspect that we have more that we don't know about. But we're going through briefly some of the ones that we do know about. They say the State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research. That's the next one. State Department has its own intelligence agency, which provides diplomats the necessary tools for effective foreign policy. State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research, or INR, has ties to the Office of Strategic Services, you know, from World War II, the CIA, but was transferred to state after the war. INR now reports directly to the Secretary of State. harnessing intelligence from all sources and offering independent analysis of global events and real-time insight. Their headquarters, of course, Washington, D.C. The mission, this agency serves as the Secretary of State's primary advisor on intelligence matters and gives support to other policymakers, ambassadors, and embassy staff. Yeah, how well did that work, Nancy, when, oh, I don't know, the little thing called Benghazi happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how did the intelligence work so well there? You know, when we know that CIA had operatives on the ground. Gee, I guess there was, I guess this intelligence agency didn't work out so well. Or maybe it did. Maybe it did exactly as it was intended to do. Hmm? Anyway, State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research, their budget is $49 million, was in 2007, according to documents obtained by FAS. So moving along here, we see the Air Force has their own intelligence agency, which provides reconnaissance for U.S. ground troops. Formerly known as Air Intelligence Agency, the agency is now known as the Air Force ISR, which stands for Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance. Air Force intelligence was established in 1948 to get information to troops on the ground, and most recently, the ISR has collected that intelligence from aerial drones. Headquarters are in Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. The mission, Air Force ISR collects, analyzes intelligence on foreign nations and hostile forces, both in and out of combat zones. They also conduct electronic and photographic surveillance and provide weather and mapping data to troops in the field. Budget, unknown. The budget of ISR apparently falls under the Air Force's operation and maintenance budget, which includes other areas outside of the agency's scope, such as flying operations and logistics. That number for 2012, however, the overall maintenance budget, was just over $46 million. Then we see the FBI has its national security branch, which oversees counterterrorism and intelligence gathering. The FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation's National Security Branch, or NSB, was established in 2005, combining resources that include counterterrorism, counterintelligence, weapons of mass destruction, and intelligence under a single FBI leader. Headquarters is in Washington, D.C. The mission, formed after 9/11 and the Iraq Weapons of Mass Destruction Commission, you know, those weapons of mass destruction that never existed?
Yeah, those
ones. Anyway, it formed after 9/11 when intelligence agencies were not sharing data with each other. The NSB integrates intel on national security and criminal threats from a variety of sources that are often intertwined in order to protect U.S. interests. The budget for the FBI's intel agency? The total FBI budget was approximately $8.1 billion in 2012, which included an increase of $119 million, quote, to enhance our counterterrorism, computer intrusions, and other programs, unquote, according to their website. So we don't really know what that intelligence agency's budget really is either, to be entirely sure to nail it down. Anyway, moving along, we have Army Intelligence and Security Command, which offers essential intel to troops on the battlefield. They say Army Intelligence has been around since spies worked for the Continental Army in 1775, but U.S. Army's Intelligence and Security Command, or INSCOM, was established in 1977 to become a major unifying command of Army Intelligence. Their headquarters, Fort Belvoir, Virginia, the mission of INSCOM provides commanders on the ground with information they need on the battlefield, intercepted enemy radio communications, maps, ground imagery, and information on force structures and numbers. The budget is unknown. The total military budget was $21.5 billion in 2012. Now, moving along, we see the Department of Energy. You didn't know the Department of Energy had its own intelligence agency, did you? But they do. It's called the Office of Intelligence and Counterintelligence, and it gathers information on foreign nuclear weapons. They say, surprisingly, the Department of Energy even has an intelligence service. The Office of Intelligence and Counterintelligence focuses on technical intelligence on nuclear weapons and non-proliferation, nuclear energy, especially foreign, and energy security. Of course, they're in Washington, D.C. Their mission, well, the Department of Energy doesn't have the ability to conduct foreign intelligence, instead relying on information passed to them by other agencies such as CIA or NSA. If it involves weapons of mass destruction, the Department of Energy offers up analytical expertise. Their budget also is unknown. And they go on from there, and I'm going to skip down here. Coast Guard intelligence provides information on maritime security and homeland defense. They say CGI, or Coast Guard Intelligence, was formed in 1915 and now falls under the Department of Homeland Security, providing information on maritime and port security, search and rescue, and counter-narcotics. They're headquartered in Washington, D.C., and their mission, although CGI is technically an intelligence agency, its primary mission is an investigative arm of the Coast Guard. CGI special agents conduct criminal counterintelligence and personnel security investigations within the Coast Guard's area of responsibility, with the majority being criminal offenses violating military law, according to the Coast Guard's official website. However, the Coast Guard does have specialists conducting analysis and collection of intelligence. Again, their budget is unknown. Like the Army, the budget has some overlap, although the 2014 budget requests includes $60 million for C4ISR systems, an acronym for Command, Control, Communications, Computers, Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance. CGI headquarters is relatively small, only employing about 280 people. That's small, I guess. Well, anyway, the Treasury Office of Intelligence and Analysis collects terrorism and financial intelligence information. The Office of Intelligence and Analysis, it's fairly new, established in 2004 by the Intelligence Authorization Act. OIA's focus is mainly on providing information to combat terrorism and illicit financial transactions. They're headquartered in Washington, D.C. OIA safeguards the U.S. financial system against illicit use and combating rogue nations, terrorist facilities, weapons of mass destruction proliferators, money launderers, drug kingpins, and other national security threats, according to DNI. You know, as I read this list of things that they're supposedly countering, you know who I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of all these spooks in Washington, D.C. that are involved in probably every single thing they named off here.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, their budget is around $340 million. Then we have the Drug Enforcement Agency. It's been gathering intelligence for anti-drug operations since its establishment in 1973.
Well, the agency, troops are guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan, right?
Exactly. You got it. The agency collects and provides intelligence to other law enforcement agencies and helps with investigations. Their headquarters are in El Paso, Texas. The DEA assists local and federal law enforcement in conducting major drug investigations, along with developing information that leads to seizures and arrests, and blah, blah, blah. Their budget is $2 billion, with a B, $2 billion. Then you have the Marine Corps Intelligence Activity, which monitors the Corps battlefields. Like Army Intelligence, the Marine Corps provides their own agency to collect and analyze information for troops on the ground. This includes map-making, radio intercepts, human intelligence, and counterintelligence.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Baby, I really need to talk to you. I really need to know that you're listening. I need to know that you hear my heart.
Hello, NSA. Been feeling lonely in the world today. I've got some things been on my mind, and I know that you've been listening. You had my back from 2001. This Patriot Act's been so much fun. Oh, people say you're all up in the business, but I need you more in mine. Yeah.
Hello, hello, NSA. How's everybody there doing today? You've been listening for all this time. Can you hear me now?
Baby, can you hear me?
Hello, hello, NSA. Best kept secret in the USA. If you can hear what's in my heart, let me know somehow.
Let your tender software pick up what I'm laying down. Got some little keywords to be our sexy sound. Tell me what to say to really turn you on.
Gonna make you wanna tap that line that I'm on. Al-Qaeda. Ooh, Al-Qaeda.
Militia.
Ooh, militia.
Ha!
Dirty bomb.
Pop bomb.
Dirty, dirty pop bomb. Come and get your son.
Yeah.
right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. I don't mean to spend so much time on this, but I just think it's instructive, Nancy, because it just demonstrates just how vast the whole intelligence apparatus is. And I don't think most people, and I know I myself, I guess I surmised it, but there's certain agencies we hear about. There's an awful lot that we don't hear about.
Yeah, Darren, let's just say it's a worldwide web.
That's right. And speaking of the worldwide web, certainly that is a major part
indeed
of intelligence gathering. I want to try to get through as much more of this as I can. I'm going to try to speed up the process here. I covered the Marine Corps intelligence activity. That's for the Marine Corps. They're headquartered in Quantico, Virginia. And the total military budget, their budget is unknown also. Moving along, we have the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which provides advanced mapping for military forces. That is headquartered also in Fort Belvoir, Virginia. Their mission is employing cartographers and analysts that collect and generate information about the Earth. This data is used in navigation, national security, military operations, and humanitarian aid efforts. Their budget is classified. NGA employs approximately 14,500 government civilians. Then we have the National Reconnaissance Office. They're responsible for America's spy satellites. They're based in Chantilly, Virginia. And this is one of those ones, Nancy, that we said that were created. They were created secretly in 1961, and they were not even acknowledged to exist until 1992. This is why I think it's reasonable to assume that we have agencies now that, I mean, I think it would be foolish to say that, oh, yeah, you know, they're disclosing everything. I'll bet you we have a vast underground intelligence apparatus that is not even being acknowledged with black budgets and what have you. But anyway, this National Reconnaissance Office is based in Chantilly, Virginia. They give their mission as innovative overhead intelligence systems for national security. Simply put, the NRO provides their customers, quote-unquote, at the CIA, Department of Defense, and elsewhere with technologically advanced spy satellites. And their budget is, as we said, classified. The Office of Naval Intelligence is another one. They provide information on the world's oceans to sailors everywhere. They're headquartered in Washington, D.C. They were established in 1882 for the purpose of collecting and recording naval information that could be useful in war and peace. There's other things I could say, but I'm trying to speed this up. Their budget also is unknown. Then finally, we have the Department of Homeland Security Office of Intelligence and Analysis, which looks for information on any potential threats to the U.S. The DHS Office of... Now, these are the people that you mentioned the fusion centers earlier, Nancy?
Yep.
These are the people that are responsible for the fusion centers. The DHS Office of Intelligence and Analysis works primarily on homeland threats, collecting and analyzing information. I'm looking at the clock here. Collecting and analyzing information and sharing intelligence with local and federal law enforcement through the use of fusion centers. Headquarters, Washington, D.C., their mission, they work on four main areas: understanding threats through analysis, collecting information relevant to homeland security, sharing that information with the agencies that need it, and managing the homeland security enterprise, according to DNI. Their budget, again, classified. In a Congressional Research Service report, it was noted that DNI does not publicly disclose details about the intelligence budget, but reported that the aggregate amount appropriated to the National Intelligence Program for fiscal year 2009 was $49.8 billion. It goes on from there. You have the Office of Director of National Intelligence. This is where all of the data from the other agencies come for delivery to the president. This was established in 2004, and they manage the efforts of the entire U.S. intelligence community. Director James Clapper, who recently lied to Congress, if memory serves me correctly, about what the NSA was involved in. Anyway, they serve as the principal advisor to the president as well as the National Security and Homeland Security Councils. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., the DNI has two main missions: to lead intelligence integration and forge an intelligence community that delivers the most insightful intelligence possible. Doesn't that all make you feel all warm and fuzzy? The specifics of the office itself are unknown, but the total aggregate for the National Intelligence Program is more than $48 billion.
All right, now, Darren, let's just think about this. We got 600, 700, 800, you can never get a correct number, bases that we operate all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're staffed. They're full of equipment. We buy nonstop military equipment, nonstop things for soldiers all over the world. We've got all of these spying agencies. On paper, we're $17 trillion in debt, although other people say that we're $70 trillion in debt, $100 trillion in debt. I guess that makes sense. But my question is, how do we maintain this when the country is bankrupted minimally 17 trillion times? So my theory is, because we are the world's most technologically advanced military, so we're told, and because we're now a NATO military instead of a national military, my question is, who is funding all of this? And could it be global entities simply because we are simply now a region on the global map? Is Canada footing this bill too now since we're part of them? And Mexico and Central America? I mean, this military complex is beyond massive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we're just sharing the intelligence aspect of it all. Our military bases, like you said, it's astronomical. It's mind-blowing.
And the fact that we have very openly been declared as terrorists by our own government. They've said, if you're a Christian, they've said if you're like a Tea Party member.
Yep. Are you there?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we got to take the top of the hour break and we have to take a break for news. Keep your thoughts in place. I'll come back to you right after the news, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay with us, folks. Top of the hour, we'll have the news. And we'll be back with hour number two continues. And we have a lot more information. Really, we're just getting started. Stay with us. We'll be back.